The Veterans Resource Center at Portland State University has already outgrown its space.
We see a lot of traffic in here, you know, anywhere from like 200 to like 700 people a month.
Ray Facundo runs the center. He says he served 3 years in the U.S. Army and deployed to Iraq twice. He points out that the GI Bill is an important recruitment tool.
A lot of people like myself joined for the GI Bill.
Facundo says that's because the post 9/11 GI Bill is so generous. The law dates back to World War II. The most recent version, passed in 2008, provides 36 months of in-state tuition, books, and a monthly housing stipend. Since then, the number of veterans using the benefit throughout the Pacific Northwest has grown. That's according to data from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. Between 2009 and 2013, the number of veterans using the GI Bill more than doubled to 12,000 in Oregon and 25,000 in Washington. But even with the benefit, the transition from military to civilian life can be challenging.
Very typically, a service member joins when they're 18 years old. They go through their military service obligation and then they get out. And then it's like, hey, what's the next step? You know, and transitioning can be really hard for somebody who did that.
Facundo says the transition can be even harder for students dealing with things like a traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder. Facundo was never diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury, but he spent 3 years near Army field artillery. In Iraq, Facundo says he was in convoy operations where he constantly saw explosions. He felt them rattle through his body armor. All that affected his ability to do schoolwork after his military service.
That makes a difference when you come back and you're trying to read a book for class and you're just stuck on that same sentence over and over and over again. And then the door slams or the fire station across the street, the alarm goes off and suddenly you find yourself under the bed, not knowing how you got there.
Veterans undergo big adjustments when they return, says Nick Armstrong. He's the Senior Director of Research and Policy at the Institute for Veteran and Military Families at Syracuse University in New York.
Going back to school, the educational experience itself is really part of a bigger transition that the veteran is going through generally out of the military. And so higher education becomes sort of one tool for veterans to, you know, reintegrate and reacclimate to civilian life.
Armstrong says schools can help veterans adjust by providing a central location with staff to help vets with things like managing benefits. They make veterans feel welcome on campus and can help them succeed at school. Thurston Spicer knows about that firsthand. He's an Air Force veteran. Now he manages the Veterans Resource Center at Portland State University.
Having a vet to talk to about vet problems is huge. It's huge.
Spicer says he went to college in Tennessee at a school where there wasn't a Veterans Resource Center. He says anytime he had a question, he had to call the VA, which could take hours to answer a basic question. But Spicer says, having been in the military and used the GI Bill, he's able to help vets navigate the complexities of being a student.
Working here, we're able to provide a service to help all vets know what they have as far as their benefits, because their resources, what they can use to be successful in their transition from active military service to being a civilian.
Spicer says he hopes the center continues to grow and provide a sense of community as more post 9/11 veterans make the transition from military to civilian life.
I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.